Whipper.
Welcome to the podcast. This is just the finest moments. We've just trimmed all the fat off.
It's the dregs, really.
Not the dregs. No, no, no. We trimmed it back and we kept the good stuff. We only bottle the great stuff, and that's what's on the podcast.
It's at the end of a party, you walk around, and if you don't have any more money for drinks, you just drink the dregs.
No, you don't. It's not a cab grab. It's not trying to pick up a girl on the way home in a taxi line. This is true love, what we give to you with the podcast. What are you having for breakfast right now? I mean, I would say I probably have the best breakfast in here as far as the team goes. I judge that based on the amount of people that stick their mitts into my cereal, into my Carmen's, quite often around the office.
No,
I walk in and someone will be tipping it into their hand and stuffing it in their mouth.
Fitzy has a better cereal than
I've got way better cereal.
Nutri-Grain.
I've got in there, I've got Weet-Bix, Special K. You guys want Special K? Got
full
some.
Of sugar.
Tommy, you got All Brand?
Thank you, Fitzy.
Yeah, I've got lots of varieties.
Your All Brand is extremely boring, isn't it?
It's a terrible. It tastes like cardboard.
Why do you have that?
It's just good for my body.
Keeps you regular.
What's going on?
Gross.
What about you,
what
Sarah?
Do you have to say?
I had a handful of milk bottles. Someone had left a bowl of lollies on the desk.
Oh, I had
before.
A couple of those this morning as well.
Yeah,
it's not good,
I'm
Sarah.
Having a cup
breakfast
of tea.
Is the most important meal of the day.
All right, you know, I've got one, Dad.
There's a bowl of lollipops out there too, Sarah.
I
saw earlier this
like
morning.
Lollipops.
Save them for the afternoon.
Nah, there were red frogs yesterday.
I'm yeah, I have got a red frog.
No, well, the tradies breakfast is just astounds me. The salt and vinegar chips, the meat pie, and the 500ml can of V or Red Bull is just astounding.
It's the way forward. They've come out and said, these are the best foods that boost your concentration. And you've got to eat regularly. You've got to have your three meals. That helps you to concentrate. They always talk about nuts and things like that as being good, whether you're having almonds or you want to snack on walnuts and seeds throughout the day. I'm not a bird, so I'm not interested in that. Yeah. How's this? Can I have a drum roll for the best thing you should have for breakfast? Believe it or not, that's not just for your weekends. It's your bacon and egg roll, mate. Tuck into it. It's best
really?
For concentration.
No, it's not.
You've got the salt in the bacon, which helps lift your mood.
Well, that's not good for you.
Yeah, but that gets the energy going. And then you can't have a double espresso. You have a single espresso. That's where I've been going wrong. They reckon a double espresso it shatters your memory and breaks your concentration. That's why I ramble.
Coffee was supposed to improve your concentration.
But just the one shot, sir. That's the difference.
Salt is not good for you because after you have it, 5 minutes later, you feel crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your espresso is the same. It only lasts 10 minutes. Who's written this?
Hey, just stop getting angry. Sarah's yelling again. Quick, everybody get down. You know what they go on to say. In the afternoon, if you're a tradie and you're looking at your clock and you hit 3 o'clock and you think only half an hour to go, dark chocolate, bang. This is everything we've been needing to hear from a professional. Because it's in an article, so it must be right.
Yeah, there's been a lot of these that have been coming out lately.
What's your standard lunch, MDG? What do you go for?
Lunch or breakfast?
Lunch.
Well, breakfast. Oh. Well, see, I have a big breakfast, and I just go oats with water. And if you're telling me there's a better foundation to start your day than oats and water, you're kidding yourself.
See, that's
mate,
good.
Oats is
that's
what they
boring.
Eat.
That's
it
bright.
Is. Like, you are not having that breakfast for enjoyment.
That's worse than all brand.
Functional breakfast.
Mate, the first time I tried oats and water was when this fool across from me in the studio stuck me in the jungle and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And that's all they ate because they had nothing else. And you choose to eat that on a daily basis.
After long enough, your taste buds give up the hope of finding taste and they
quit.
Start to enjoy it.
They've quit. Where have DeGroote's taste buds gone?
They're out.
They left 3 weeks ago.
The only way that we can settle this... 13, 24, 10, tradies.
No, we are not doing that.
This is interesting.
What do you got?
I've got a comprehensive list of the average boob size by country around the world.
Mm.
Biggest boobs down to the lowest boobs. And also, Sarah, I've got another list here of guys...
Oh, really?
Piece, the member.
Yes.
Did you do this research yourself?
No. This is.
I was wondering what you're doing with the tape measure around the office the other day.
Just a handful or two handfuls? Is that the measuring scope?
Guys, what's Fitzy in the bathrooms for again?
So, what do you want to go with first?
Do we have a guess?
Do you want to go with boobs or women?
Let's go girls first. Ladies first.
Okay, let's go with the ladies first. Okay, so down below, these are the countries that have the smallest boob size. We've got China, Mongolia, Thailand, South Korea, Japan.
Okay.
Indonesia.
Yeah. Asian countries.
Kenya.
Smallest boobs.
Kenya's in there. Australia. Where do we sit? Australia's not bad. We average a C cup, Sarah.
Ah.
Yeah.
I thought we'd be a bit smaller than that.
So those
You're
lower...
You're keeping the average healthy, aren't you?
Okay, thanks, Sarah. It'd be nice if you did your bit.
And we're in the same category as Brazil.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Argentina, Canada.
Because Brazilian women
UK?
Are known for being, you know, voluptuous.
Yeah, but I can't think of an Argentinian famous person that... would represent an ample bosom. I'm trying to think
of boobs, yeah.
C cup. The United States beat us. They're D cup. But no. D plus.
Yeah, because they're
obese. D plus, they're saying the country with the biggest boobs in the world is Russia. They're going with Russia this morning. So.
Really?
Can I just ask a question there in the study that you've done? And thank you for the work you've put into this. Are they talking about real boobs or are we accepting enhancements?
Oh,
this morning?
No, these are real boobs.
Real boobs. Yeah. D cup, real, yeah. Average.
I thought Russians were notoriously women. Russian women are always very tall and slim.
So did I.
Very attractive
but
women.
But see, also up there with Russia, I mean, there's four in the D plus cup. Category.
Yeah, right.
Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
Is that right?
So it's those European countries.
All I met a Russian girl in Tokyo one time. She had D cup boobs, I would have thought.
She or who?
Huh?
What?
It was, I mean, I wasn't part of the study that was done. It was just a personal trip.
Right, okay.
I'm just sharing
a story. One Russian girl.
Yeah,
right,
Eva,
awesome.
Her name was.
Oh, great.
Really miss Eva.
Yeah. Let's do the willies.
How much was she? all right, let's get on now to the guys. And down below, China, India, Indonesia again. It's the same as the girls, I suppose. 3.8 inches is the lowest, and that's North Korea.
Okay. Well, that would make sense. They're generally...
Kim Jong-un's not going to be happy with that.
No, don't release that there.
They're probably too afraid to submit stats, though, because he'll have them killed if they're bigger than him.
Well, that's right. And they're generally smaller people, so that would make sense, wouldn't it?
The largest males in the world are African countries.
Well, that's not good.
It's not. Yep, no worries. Yeah, no worries if you're from Congo.
Really? What's it?
7.1 inches.
7.1 inches.
Average.
Average?
Yep.
Geez, I'd take average.
Ecuador.
Oh,
Ghana.
You are average.
Lebanon. Well done to Lebanon.
Right,
they come
Lebanon.
In at 6.6 inches. Jamaica, obviously. Well done to Usain Bolt, too. He's probably going to be using that quite a bit soon. And let's go to...
where do the Aussies fit?
So we're in the second to last category, the Aussie guys. We're 5.2 inches. And that's compared, the United Kingdom, this is a bit of a bugger, they beat us, they're 5.5.
Damn.
But guys, great news, can we have some celebrations? We beat the United States, they're 5.1.
Bang, got them.
We beat the Yanks.
That feels good.
So we won't beat them on the medal tally, but
we got
0.1 inch, we got them.
I'll take that any day of the week. Well done, Australia.
Well done.
Great work on your averages.
13-20-14, get involved. The worst dog act that you've seen... on a holiday with your partner.
Okay.
Okay, because, look, holidays can make or break relationships,
definitely.
Sarah. Start thinking about this now. Because, you know, things can go horribly wrong. And if something has, 13, 20, 14, we want to hear from you. This is after a guy, Faizan Patel, has married his beautiful wife. Her name is... Oh, God, I can't even get it here.
Don't worry about it.
Mrs. Patel.
Yeah, Mrs. Patel. Just got married right now. They've booked one of those, and this is probably the best way to do it because it's quite cheap if you book one of those around-the-world tickets.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to go to certain... I think you need to go to certain continents, don't you?
Yeah, you do. There's like five spots you have to pick or whatever it might be.
You have to keep moving in one direction.
Yeah, and you come back.
So anyway, they were forced to... they were in Greece, okay? And they were in the Greek islands there, and they were about to go on to Italy. The thing was, though, they had a big night out, and Mrs. Patel lost her passport.
Okay.
She couldn't get it replaced in time, and because it was an around-the-world ticket, you had to get it done in a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
He's made the decision to go. He's taken a photo of her and said, honey, I'll take a photo of you.
Yep.
I'll cut out your head. How about I travel on and you wait for your passport to arrive?
Make the most of the
and
ticket.
Then I'll meet you on the way through. But this is the worst thing about it, Sarah. She's agreed to it. So next, this is supposed to be a feel-good story. Mm. There's him at a hostel with a bloke that he's met and a photo of his wife.
Michael, well, I can
There's
see why
you
let
him out in the
to
town
that.
With some people and a photo of his wife on a piece of paper. He continued on their trip around the world and left his wife in Greece.
I mean, why burn two round-the-world tickets when you have to only burn one?
Plus, if he's staying in hostels, I'd be hanging back as well.
So she's stuck in Greece?
She's stuck in Greece.
If I was her, I'd be chatting to every bloke on the island.
That's right.
Go and see who you want to see as this guy continues to showcase his wife on a photo around the world.
Paul Kelly used to play for the Swans. His best mate was Tony Lockett. And Kel went on and convinced his wife to go up to Darwin for their honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
They were up in Darwin. The thing was, I don't know if he told her that his best mate, Tony Lockett, was up there as well. And on their honeymoon, they went on a fishing trip. Well, she stayed back at the hotel. Then later that night, they came back after a few drinks and got into a fight at the local pub.
Oh, you're kidding
me. Yeah.
Just the boys on a honeymoon.
Just the boys.
I mean, I take my hat off to a mate of mine, Robbie Ashton, who conveniently organised his honeymoon, which started in Vegas and then moved on to Cancun. It just happened to be that it was spring break at the time.
Oh, no.
His beautiful wife, Eliza, had no idea. But when they arrived to just a thumping beach with music and cocktails flowing, Robbie had the time of his life.
What about the story we had of a friend of ours called Alice? Remember Alice?
Yes.
She was trying to get back with a guy that she was with for a while, and they said, well, why don't we go to Bali together and try to get the relationship back on tracks here?
Yeah.
They went out and had a few drinks. She was feeling a bit tired and jet-lagged, and she said, I'm going to go back to the hotel. He said, do you mind if I kick on and have a couple of beers? She said, yeah, no worries. At 2 o'clock in the morning, the door opens and the light from out in the hallway, she looks up and he's brought another girl back to the hotel room, then tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you mind moving out of the bed and going over to the other bed?
Hang on, they were together, weren't they?
Because the bed that she was in was the double bed and there was a single bed in the room as well.
And then told the other girl, that's my sister.
Oh.
Jason in Padstow, what happened to your friend?
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Jace. What's your story?
Yeah, I had a mate of mine. He knew a couple that got married, but the guy's wife at the time, she was having an affair, and she actually flew her boyfriend over to the honeymoon and was seeing him during the honeymoon.
No,
that's ridiculous.
On the side?
Yeah, on the side. She put him in a hotel and was sneaking out.
Don't get married.
What is going on there? Yeah, what's the point of wasting your money on a wedding?
That is, all right, we're looking for the biggest dog act on a holiday away with your partner. 13-20-14, get involved. Jess from Kellyville, what's your story, Jess?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Jess.
So a guy I used to work with, he went and got married in Hawaii a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was on, they'd just gotten married. And while they were on their honeymoon, he actually left her for her best friend and bridesmaid.
Oh,
that's terrible.
While they were on their honeymoon.
So what? Where was the bridesmaid? She wasn't there.
She was there. She was at the wedding.
Yeah, of course she was there.
And I think, and they were all honeymooning together and left one night and they were together and he actually left Hawaii with her instead of his wife.
That's a tough plane ride home for her, isn't it?
If you're all seated together,
and especially
your tickets have been tied.
I know, and you've seen all the movies. You've got it'd just be a long, and the meal was crap.
Jess, did he stay with the other girl?
Sorry,
did he stay with the other girl?
Yeah, he's still with her now.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but they have no friends.
The cloud has a silver lining. Yeah, James in Penrith, what did your friend do, James?
Hey, guys. My mate went on a romantic trip with his partner to Nepal to do the base camp walk. Mm-hmm. And he decided one night that she was too slow for him and left her there, broke up with her and got another flight home by himself.
No. Too slow, so she got dumped because she wasn't a great mountain climber.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is going on there?
Do you know what? The best thing out of that, and I think of the Late Show, is that it's a great conversation starter for anyone, for that girl to say, well, I broke up with someone on base camp two of Everest. That's not bad.
You've obviously never stood on the summit. Melinda in the Central Coast, hello.
Hello, boys. How are you going?
Good. What's your story?
Well, before I tell you my story, I think I need a keyring because I have the worst possible story ever.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to back in for this.
No. We'll be the judge of that, Melinda.
No, I need the keyring.
No,
it's
I want the story.
No,
this is not a standoff.
You don't get to negotiate. Give us the story first.
I'm going to tell you. You probably give me 2 hours of sympathy.
All right.
Okay. So my husband, he had an affair, and to make it up to me for Christmas, he bought me tickets to go to Thailand. And then while we're on there, on our tour, he hitched up with another girl. Oh.
You've definitely got yourself a keyring today, Melinda.
He sounds like a great bloke.
I don't know if a keyring's going to fix the marriage. 850 is all yours.
How did you bust him in Thailand, Melinda?
Well, we went on this tour, and I got like a jungle rash because I was allergic to the sand or something. And then they made, gave me cream, and I had to stay in my room out of the sunlight, and I could see from my hotel window in the pool with the chick.
Oh, Melinda, you've got two keyrings. You're kidding. So he was getting it on in the
pool. And then he, like, I know, and he denied it, and then he got back with her after we broke up.
Oh, no, but was she, a Thai girl, or was she...
No, she was like a this. I call her Dutchie because it was a Dutch girl, and and he still had the relationship. So we were on Thailand, and then he denied it, and I was like, "No, I've freaking seen you," and he was like,
"Oh, you've got a jungle rash in the room. You're not allowed to leave the room."
13, 24, 10. When has a rash ruined your relationship?
Melinda, you got two key rings, love. You know,
that's great.
You know what? I'm sending you 50 key rings for that story. That was unbelievable. He's the best of all time.
You've been a huge fan and followed him for years. Even as a junior, you had your eye on Usain Bolt, didn't you?
Oh, when he was 18 years of age, because I love my athletics. When he was 18 years of age, Sarah, he had a couple of injuries, but then he started getting better and better, and I started watching his progress. And his first Olympics, which was 2004? Eight. Get that right, Fitz. Okay. It was 2008. I put a lot of money on him to win because I just knew this kid was going to blow them away.
Is he the same size as you? Is he quite tall?
He's about 6'5", yeah.
And what are you?
I'm 6'5½", got him. But he's a little bit faster than me. Well, we put up on our social media yesterday, there was a Gatorade promotion years and years ago, and there was a relay race. I just happened to be given the last leg of you actually ran in that,
yeah,
didn't
I was
you?
The fat guy around the back.
That's right.
I'm not the reason that you lost to Usain Bolt, for the record. What? He just was a lot quicker than you. But yeah, it was a late baton change from me.
I had 20 metres on him, and he caught me, I reckon, in 2 seconds.
It was amazing to watch.
And he bounds down that track. Yep. He's just
I love
special.
The way too. I mean, yesterday at the celebration, he's got such a big following, and his mum's always there, his biggest supporter, of course. And she's come out and said, "I'm glad it's sort of over because I'm really looking forward to him settling down and having a family." Oh, not this guy. If anyone likes to party, it's Usain Bolt. Loves to DJ, which is amazing. He was in town a couple of years ago. This was such a highlight for me. And we're obsessed with him on the show. And we were saying, look, for anyone seeing Usain Bolt out there, please give us a call. Tell us where Usain Bolt is. That's when I decided to leave work and got onto Freya, our receptionist, and said, "Hey, look, could you call pretending you're from a cafe and you've just spotted Usain Bolt?" Now, this was after 9 o'clock, so when Tommy was in on this, of course, he said, "Everyone, rush to the studio. Now's the moment. Usain Bolt."
Fitz was so excited.
Running down the hallway.
We're sitting at our desk, and I said, "Fitz, we've just got a call from someone saying they've seen Usain in a cafe. Should we go and hit record and see what they say? See if they can put us onto Usain?"
I didn't do a bad Usain Bolt accent. Have a listen to this great moment on the show.
Glebe, if they're in Glebe. Go. Good morning, Sally.
Hello.
It's Fitzy. How are you going, love?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
What's your news, Sal?
Look, I heard you guys talking this morning about Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
And I'm actually at a cafe in Bondi, and I'm pretty sure he's at the table next to me.
Oh.
I'm just out on the street at the moment, but I just wanted to let you know. And I think he's with that Australian runner that you were talking about as well.
Yeah, John Stephenson.
Yeah.
Sally, can you do me a favour, right? Okay, I'll give you everything for this.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you can go back in, right, and just say, "Usain, I'm so sorry about this, but my brother is your biggest fan. Can you just quickly say hello to him?"
Oh, I'm really nervous.
Sally, you can do this. Sally, I will get you tickets to anything that you want. If we can do this, and you can just put him on.
Come on, Sally.
All right, I'll just go in.
My brother is a
big fan. I'm sorry to do this to you, but would you
mind talking? Hello?
Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
This is Fitzy, mate. I'm a massive fan of yours. You do not understand.
Yeah, man.
Mate, congratulations on the 100 metres, mate. You're a gun, and we just wanted to say thank you very much. How are you finding Sydney, bro?
Yeah, we're having a good time, man. Probably do some DJing, might go with some more fast runs, and do more DJing. Jamaica, man.
Got him.
You
Beauty.
Where did Georgie go? I was yelling at Georgie and she did a run of
that. Oh, amazing.
Oh, mate.
Well done, mate. You get to speak to all the stars when I'm out of the building.
Oh, just for a split second.
Get someone on who can do a better accent than
that. Yeah, that was a bit average, Whip.
And all you had was,
yeah, man. You're making me crazy.
Tell me tomorrow on the show, can we play when Fitzy spoke to Lily Allen?
Yeah, perfect.
And it was Sarah, the British girl.
You just should have done Mufasa the whole time.
Oh, what, the Lion King?
Yeah.
No, they're known for more than just the Lion King.
One thing that we did miss out on the weekend, and I apologies to all the left-handers out there, but on Saturday was International Left-Handers Day.
Oh, great. How do you celebrate?
I love how they push it to a weekend so you can't talk about it during the week.
Because it's boring.
Mm. Are either of you guys left-handed?
No, but I've done a bit with my left hand.
Tommy is, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, very much left-handed.
Your handwriting is so bad. But you know what? But I did left.
That's not limited to left. Mine's shocking, and I'm right-handed.
I did some left-handing handshakes when I did Cubs. You use your left hand.
What do you mean?
Why? Because your right hand was so sore.
That does not represent Cubs or Rovers or any other scouts or institution.
Why do you do a left-handed handshake?
Shake with the left hand. Dib, 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 dob, dob, dob. That's what you do with Arkayla, the leader. And the other time I use it is if I'm writing a fake card from one of the boys to Lisa, then I need the handwriting to be bad.
Sure.
I should just get Tom to do it.
Yeah. Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey's left-handed. Didn't know that one.
Really?
Noel Gallagher. Prince William is left-handed as well. Here's some statistics. These are this is actually quite fascinating. Statistics about left-handers. Left-handed men may make more money than their right-handed counterparts.
Doesn't make sense.
Half of cats are left-handed.
Cats don't have hands.
They're not one or the other, mate.
They don't choose which paw goes first.
Around 50% of cats are left-handed or left-pawed, according to research, Sarah.
50%, half. Yeah.
You could die sooner. According to a study, lefties live around 9 years less than their right-handed counterparts. That's unlucky. Higher risk of insomnia, psychosis, and alcoholism.
What?
Oh, Tommy.
Why? Because you're feeling like a minority?
Yeah, I've got all of those, I reckon.
Oh, my God.
Left-handers are creative powerhouses. They're better at multitasking and make especially good sportsmen. Rafael Nadal, he is a left-hander.
Back to Tommy again. Not so much.
Many leaders are lefty, and that goes back to Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush. He wasn't really a leader. Lefties in the British royal family include the Queen Mother, Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Charles, and Prince William, all left-handed.
So it's in the family. It can run in the family. I didn't know that.
Left-handers are quicker typers, Sarah.
Why?
On a keyboard, they are... Wow, that is unbelievable.
No, you're supposed to tell us, not just read it. Yeah,
on a keyboard, there are around 1,447 English words typed solely with the left hand, whereas only 187 are typed with the right hand.
Mm. God, this is fascinating.
I don't know about that.
Left-handed people scare more easily.
Okay.
You know what? This just reminds me, we haven't paid the left-hander day enough attention over the years. Because if we hadn't been able to celebrate like we are now, then it would have been a real party. Yeah,
this is awesome. Well, they are a different type of person, aren't they?
Mm.
They are classified as freaks.
There was a shop I used to go to on my school holidays in the Rocks that was the left-handed shop.
What do you get there?
Well, you could get scissors.
Besides scissors, what else?
Yeah, golf clubs, and there was a left-handed pencil, which I didn't understand.
Very niche store, isn't it, really?
Super niche.
Is it still there, Tom?
No, it's shut down.
Do you know what annoys me is when you see earbuds, like, for your headphones, and they're exactly the same shape, but one will say left and right on it.
Because they're facing different ways.
But you can face it either way. I mean,
no,
you know the old buds, Sarah. The old buds
were exactly the same shape.
If you get your iPhone earbuds, the speaker is pointing backward in your ear,
that's
not
the new
forward.
Ones. Mm. Yeah, the right. basic ones you get. I mean, when it comes to multitasking, Tommy, you're very good at that on your wedding day, focusing on your wife and also focusing on the two girls in the hot tub.
Yes.
That was one of your most outstanding.
That was amazing.
Two women in the hot tub.
Which will lead to higher risk of insomnia, psychosis and alcoholism. So well done, Tom.
Thank you so much, Fitzy. I'm proud to
support. We should colonise all the left-handers. Just send them to an island.
And you can go and
start a new colony.
Get
there.
Out, Tom. Oh. Sorry, mate, that was aggressive. Oh, Sarah. says, this has been all over the news, Johnny Depp's court dramas continue.
Yeah, so he and Amber Heard, they filed for divorce in May and they're currently at trial over claims that he violently assaulted her and threatened her throughout their marriage. Now, there's a report that Johnny actually cut off his fingertip while he was really drunk and in a rage over suspicions that Amber was cheating on him with Billy Bob Thornton.
I mean, just have a chat with her. Don't chop your finger
chop
off.
Your finger off.
I mean, the footage getting around on the weekend was him, what was he doing? Throwing a glass or he smashed something?
Yeah, so he was apparently drunk and high on ecstasy and he smashed bottles and windows and was slamming a plastic phone against the wall. But the fingertip one is new and it's really quite disgusting. He apparently dipped his bloody dump in blue paint and then scrawled the names of Amber and Billy Bob on a mirror.
It's called art, mate.
Oh.
It's called art.
I mean, that's art.
And it's
art.
Love. Yeah. And it's to show his love for them. Commitment. With a bit of blood.
Well, the incident apparently happened while they were in Australia last year filming Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Good luck, guys.
The Gold Coast.
Hope Pistol and Boo are okay.
Don't be like that. So this morning there's this fight going on with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. It's all getting a little bit weird. The two of them have posted these things on Instagram and then deleted them very quickly because basically he's accused her of hooking up and cheating on him with Zayn Malik. From One Direction.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a little bit bizarre. So basically it started with Bieber and the new girlfriend. Remember yesterday I told you talking about shutting down or making his social media private so that they stop bullying this new girlfriend. Anyway, Selena's written, you know, if you can't handle the hate, then stop posting pictures of your girlfriend. Lol. It should be special between you two only. So she's deleted that. He's seen it, though, and said, it's funny to see people that used me for attention and still try and point the finger this way. But this is all off the back of the whole comment, I cheated, oh, I forgot about you and Zayn, that Justin Bieber put up and then got rid of.
Whoa, what that is just as Ruby throwing Rose mud commented? Against the wall.
Why would Ruby Rose comment?
Oh, just because she's in with all those guys, you know, she's in amongst it. Nothing from Ruby Rose
and
yet.
Who will play Selena Gomez in the People versus OJ Simpson
series 2?
I don't know if she makes it into that.
She does now.
Yeah, it's an odd link. Kylie Minogue, guys, she got engaged in February. Remember her fiancé, Joshua Sass, who's 20 years younger than her and a gorgeous-looking thing. They are apparently going to get married in Melbourne, even though they're based in London. Yeah,
wow.
They're saying St. Paul's Cathedral in Melbourne is the possible venue. Danny is going to be the maid of honour. A British fashion house, Ralph and Russo, are designing her gown.
Beautiful clothes, Ralph and Russo.
They do. And Kylie is said to be considering live streaming the nuptials on a screen in the middle of Melbourne city centre.
She's happy into
I don't know
down
about that.
Fed Square,
yeah,
you could just stand there and watch Kylie.
Maybe go and watch the Socceroos or something, but I don't know if you'd go down for Kylie's
Here's
wedding,
the big
would
question.
You?
Oh, I would.
Would
I
you?
I think it's a bridge too far. She's so private. I really don't think she's going to be screening her wedding. That one feels like a rumour.
Says the tough decision. What's going to be the entertainment at Kylie Minogue? Wedding.
Elton John.
Hands
down.
You've got two Minogue sisters there. Does that mean if we're going to get the locomotion, will Danny get up and do
Definitely.
This is it?
Nick, well, what other song is she going to sing over?
Where the Wild Roses Grow. That could be good. He could do it.
What about Put a Needle on It? Wasn't that Danny Minogue?
Yeah, it was. I was just going to let you sing for longer.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I was hoping you'd jump in quicker.
No, I'm just going to leave you hanging. Finally, last week I said to you guys Adele might be performing at the Super Bowl in 2017. She's come out and said it's definitely not going to happen. She posted on social media, first of all, I'm not doing the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, that show is not about music and I can't dance or anything like that. They were very kind. They did ask, but I said no.
We have a bit in common, Adele and I. Two great voices and we can't dance.
I'm still confident that we're going to get her in 2017.
I hope so. That would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be huge to get her.
13 24 10. Want to know if you sent a text message or an email to the wrong person? It's a gut wrenching feeling when you realise, and that bar's going across the top of your phone, and you realise it's sending, and you've got one option: let it go or smash your phone.
Yeah,
and hope for the best.
Technology. You should be able to suck it. You should be able to suck it back.
Yep.
From their phone.
Pull it back. I don't think you can. There were some apps that were spoken about on the show before where you could retrieve an email and you could get that back.
They never really work, the old recall.
It wouldn't work, would it? No. Once it's in the inbox, it's no return at all. Yeah. Can we get some romantic music, Joe?
What they do, those apps, is that they actually, you send it, but it doesn't send it for about 2 or 3 minutes. So then you can go, okay, now I've stuffed up here.
Yep.
And I've sent that to my mistress instead of my wife.
Yep. Okay.
Or no, my wife instead of my mistress.
Yep. Don't confuse
them.
And
then I can take it back.
That's the problem.
It's a really good app.
Yep. You don't need it. Let's move on. Mate of mine, which is great news, he's just met a new girl and Everything's going really well. I mean, it feels like they're a little bit older. He's my age, so he's 36. And when you get to that age... No, it's not Gary.
Whoa.
It's not, Gary's
don't
in love,
mate.
Don't
you dare put him in this story.
Sarah's got a bad back this morning. Just be careful. Anyways.
So, oh, my God.
Anyway, when you get to...
it's a bad neck thing.
Oh, sorry. So when you get... When you get to a stage in life like mine, you don't waste any time. Like, you find out pretty quickly whether that person's right for you because you want to settle down maybe and start a family, which you'd love to do. The awkward part of it is, in this exciting early stage to the relationship, his dad's got his old phone. And like you know, your phone syncs to your computer. It's also in touch with his new phone. So the dad, the girl he's seeing, has been sending photos of herself in the nude, but they've been ending up on the dad's computer through the old phone.
Oh, that's...
They've linked up. This and the dad doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, this is the old iCloud sync.
Mm,
this is
so
what's
dangerous.
Been... Well, this has been the biggest form of cheating.
Yep.
Everyone's been getting busted with the sync.
So the dad sits at home on the laptop, and all the other photos come through. Oh, it's good to see that he's down at the pub, he's catching up with the boys. Whoa! That's the new girlfriend.
Mm.
I mean, do you bring it up with your son and go...
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, you do. You don't let your son's girlfriend continue to send nudes that you then see.
If your mum was
cheeky.
At home
yes.
and there's a photo of Gary that comes through in the nude, please, you reckon your mum's going to say, oh, Sarah, didn't expect that?
Yes, 100% she would. She'd call and say, Sarah, I think you need to be very careful with those photos.
She'd be straight down to the shop looking for a frame, I reckon.
Can I print 10 of those? Yeah, what? It's Christmas time.
So they're coming here. I've got some new shots of the family.
Whoa, get them made into that? Magnets and
Gary,
T-shirts.
Have
and
a look at that. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Uncle Brian's let his hair go. Oh, wait up. What is that?
That is unbelievable. I remember a mate of mine, he was breaking up with a girl and it was this big emotional moment. They were sitting in a bedroom together and he was saying, look, it's not me, it's you. Every line he needed to do to get out of the relationship. And wandered out the front door and sent the text message, boys, I'm back in the game. And sent it to her.
Because
we were meeting him at the pub that afternoon.
So cruel.
It is cruel and it hurts. And when you get that one back of, I don't think that was meant for me.
Oh, geez, that's not good.
13-24-10. What were you going to say, Sarah?
The boss here accidentally sent me a text. I was in talks with him about work and he accidentally sent it to me and it was meant for one of the other bosses.
Oh, what did it say?
Oh, no.
So I'm chasing Pokemons in the night again.
She's not going to get the pay rise.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Oh. No.
I've just spoken to Sarah and she's kidding herself.
Yep.
That is actually pretty
seriously.
Much what it
she's
said.
Not worth it. Don't. Don't buy her for that. My God.
I'll pack up my desk.
Yeah, no, stick around. Yeah. 13-24-10. If it wasn't meant for you, we'd love to hear the stories. Please keep them coming through. What did you accidentally send, Tone?
I was driving to the city with a friend of mine who at the time owed me some money. He told me in the car that he paid me, and I thought I'd send the wife a message. And basically said the jerk had sent me the money and sent it to him instead of the wife.
So you're not going to get the money then, Tone?
No, it was already through. You already transferred it.
Oh, no. And what was that moment like in the car, Tony?
Well, he looked at the message, looked at me and just goes, I guess that message wasn't for me, was it?
You were actually there as he received it.
Yes, yes. I heard the phone beep and I just thought, oh, boy.
Oh,
oh no. What a moment.
And then you can't get out of the car, Tony.
Yeah, so where does the conversation go from there, Tony?
Oh, mate, I couldn't go anywhere. We had another 20 minutes into the trip.
Oh. So how about that? How about the footy, hey?
Oh, that is great.
Thanks, Tony.
Mark and Cronulla, what did you receive from your mum, Mark?
Hey, guys. I was heading out to dinner with a few mates to the pub, and so I thought I'd send her a text and just say, hey, mum, I'm not going to be home. Going out for dinner, so she sent one back straight away saying, hey, my son's out for dinner, see you in 30, bring the cream.
No! No!
Oh, Mark!
Yeah.
No! Bring the cream?
Yeah.
Maybe she has a rash. Or
no, she was making a cake.
Yep.
She was making, they're making a cake.
Mark's mum is Donna Hay.
Great conversation starter for the boys when you get to the pub, though, Mark.
What did you write back, Mark?
Pardon?
What did you write back?
I sent back saying I think he got the wrong mark, and she sent one back saying, oh, don't come home early now.
Oh, jeez. Well, she didn't try and deny it, did she?
That is awesome.
What's on the menu?
George in Blacktown, what did you do, Georgie?
All right, so I was talking to a few girls at the same time, and then in the morning I went to send them a good morning message saying, good morning, beautiful, except I accidentally made it a group chat.
But did they all reply, George?
Yeah, I got a few replies, but they're a bit abusive, so I won't repeat them.
Oh, George, it's a numbers game, mate.
Good way to introduce the girls to each other.
They're still catching up for drinks.
Oh, well done, George. Millie in Reevesby, what happened with your husband, Mill?
I came home from picking up the kids from school, and my car synced with the adult movie that he was watching upstairs. And yes. And my daughter said, why is that lady screaming? Oh.
That is amazing, really. That happened to a mate of mine when they had a really nice dinner party, and it got to that stage of the night. But he went to his bedroom and said, guys, I'm done, I'm dusted, see you in the morning. And then fired up something on his phone, which connected to the speaker via Bluetooth out where everyone was having dinner.
The funny thing is that when the family would have walked through the door as well, he would have been like, they would have been like, oh, honey, how are you? Yeah. Oh, she's big day at work.
Flat out.
I'm bugging. Where did you meet? 13, 24, 10. As simple as that. And we saw the wedding at Liverpool Krispy Kreme a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not afraid to tell everyone that they met at Krispy Kreme and they got married there, Sarah.
Why would you go back to get married there, though?
Mm. It'd be like you, I suppose, getting married on my couch.
Well, that wasn't
the bedroom. But that wasn't the first time she met
wow,
Gary.
That's when it first meant something, didn't it?
This is not a moment for you to roll your inner angst about my time in your house without you.
Suggesting we're
let's get married on Whipper's couch.
Yep, then we'll have the reception in the bedroom and then in the kitchen and then the bathroom.
Spare bedroom.
What?
Reason why we are doing this is because this is a great story. Mark Ellis, 51-year-old bloke, never found love before.
Poor Mark.
That's because he probably likes the drink a little bit more. So he was down at his local pub. He's a regular down there all the time. He's down there with the boys. And he decided, Sarah, I need to have a bit of a break. He's just had his Countermeary schnitzel. It was beautiful Parmesan, as they do down there.
Oh, of course.
So he's decided to go to the toilet to get rid of it. So he was in there and there was a message up on the toilet. There's
back of the door?
Funny. Yeah. I love reading the old messages on the back of a public toilet door. And so Mark's in there and the message said, if you want a good shag, call Donna on. And there was a number there. Mm. Now, poor Donna. Donna didn't obviously write that because it was in the men's toilet.
Yeah, sure.
It was Donna's ex.
Yeah, disgruntled ex.
Yeah, disgruntled, bit jaded with Donna. And he said, oh, this is a good stitch-up. I'm going to put Donna's number down. Anyway, Mark said, as a bit of a joke, I might send her a text message. So he wrote, hi, what are you up to? And he said, I was curious to know if it was a real human being. We still laugh about it. You know why you still laugh about it? Because they've just got married. They've been together for 2 years.
Really?
You don't tell that story at the wedding, do you? I mean, there's no mention of the back of a dunny door after you've just had a schnitzel. Well, you don't go. It's not the most romantic spot you would say.
She's 32, though. He's 51. There's a big age difference.
Good effort.
And look, she was just sick of the guys that she was going out with.
Yep.
So this is actually a blessing in disguise. If you are looking for love, ladies, sneak your way into a men's toilet and write a little message on the back of the dunny door.
Yeah, because I always thought it would be just a mate. It would go through a mate you've pranked. You assume Matt DeGroot would answer or something like that. But no.
I mean, if they end up having kids, do you tell the story to the children?
No, you don't.
No.
You don't leave her mum's numbers on the back of a dunny door.
Tasha in Wollongong. Where did you meet your partner, Tash?
Hey, guys. I actually met him on Instagram, which is pretty normal for this day and age, but he likes to tell everyone that we met at a nightclub called Fever, which is the one nightclub in Wollongong that is open after all of the other nightclubs are closed.
Right.
So it's open till like 6 a.m. And it's the dirty one you go to after everybody's finished.
Yeah, it's the recovery one. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, so it's pretty embarrassing when he tells everybody that we met at Fever.
Yeah, but you actually did though, didn't you?
No.
Two sides to the story.
Instagram sounds a lot better.
I don't know about that.
All right. Julia in Manly, where did you meet your husband, Jules?
We met at Disneyland in Paris.
Oh, that's not bad. That's romantic, Jules.
Well, so yeah, we tell people always it's Paris because it sounds really romantic, but we usually leave out the Disneyland part.
Okay. What were you doing at the time? On the teacup ride or...?
No, it was the heart of the internet boom, and they had a conference there. And then afterwards, they opened up one of those worlds for all the conference users to go onto.
Sure.
So we were on Space Mountain like 10 times in a row next to each other.
See, that's a nice story, though. You know, it is a nice story.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that it's a theme park.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
I'm mentioning the internet boom. Mm. Best meeting I've ever heard of. Also sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Led to them getting married. Back on dial-up internet stage when no one had security concerns.
Yeah, sure.
Mate was the only one that had the internet. Sam Peake lives at Lanier. He
simply added
all the people he could find onto the Dolly message forum, onto his MSN Messenger chat.
Yeah.
Because they had your full name, email and whatnot. Got to chatting to one of them.
Mm.
Years later, they got married.
There it is.
Yeah. Now the Dolly message forum.
Yeah, I've got to get on that.
What a creep.
I mean, you've got Tinder on, you've got the Dolly message forum.
It's just not that easy anymore, sadly.
No, he'll be wrapped, you mentioned his name. He'll be stoked.
Holly in Seven Hills, where did you meet your partner, Holes?
I met him at Candy's nightclub in King's Cross.
Oh, this is what I want to hear.
Look out.
What time of the night was it?
I think about 3 a.m.
Oh, what impressed you when you met him, Holly, on that night?
Annoying when we first met each other, and then a couple of months later we started talking, and then we went back to Candy's, and the rest is history.
Candy's. Yep. Candy's is an exotic dancer. Establishment.
I like how you look to me as though I can fill in the blanks. Out of this whole room,
Sarah,
I'm the last person.
Never worked as a stripper, so she's not sure.
No, I was just looking around the room. I looked at Maddie the group first, Sarah. You're right in the line.
Then went to Josiah. He was shaking his head, so he knows where the strip clubs are.
Caitlin in Campbelltown, where did you meet your partner?
At Toys R Us.
Toys R Us?
That's not bad.
What were you buying?
It was embarrassing. That's what everyone asked because we were 14. But it was actually a job interview. And we were at a job interview together.
It's 14 years of age. And how old are you now? How long have you been together, Caitlin?
23, and we got married last year.
Did you both get the job, Caitlin?
We did, actually. I didn't stay there long. He got all my hours. So.
Oh,
I didn't get many.
That's so romantic.
Was he the funnest toy that you have played with from the store, Caitlin?
Yeah, one of them.
What?
Has he got a warranty?
I don't think they'll make a movie out of that one. But still, a great story.
No, they could.
The Dunny Door's the highlight.
What was the one with Tom Hanks? Big.
Toy Story.
Big, yeah. That wasn't romantic.
He found love.
Did he?
Yeah, not in the toy store, but there was a scene in a toy store.
Okay. Pick the Hits coming up in 10 minutes. Good news, guys.
I'm just glad it wasn't a toy store in King's Cross, because then it would have been a lot different.
Yes.
Jeez, we love getting this man on. The Chase. The Chase Australia, it airs weekdays, 5 p.m. on Channel 7. It's dominating at the moment. And this man is one of the reasons why it does, because I just love how he gets stuck into the contestants. His name is Mark Labette. We know him as the Beast. Mark, welcome to the show.
Mark, hello, mate.
Morning, Tessie. Morning, Ripper. Thank you for inviting me.
Isn't it great to have a bit more room in the studio? Because the first time we met Mark, we were in the UK, and it was like the janitor's closet, where there were only enough room for a bucket and a mop, and we were all squeezed in there.
Yeah, squeezed in between your waistline and mine. Poor old Fitzy.
Thank you. Can you just give everybody your stats, height and weight, please, Mark?
1.99 meters, and I'm 170 at the moment.
Bang.
I've slimmed down a bit.
That's why he's the Beast, everyone.
And we know that you relish the name The Beast. You love it. You love being called The Beast. But I just think it's great now that you've just handed down... You'll always be The Beast, but you have a mini Beast now, don't you?
Yeah, well...
You had a kid, have you, mate?
Oh, no, it's not that. We're Whipper. I mean, you wanted to be the Beast, but you're clearly not. So, I call you Mini Beast. We will say provisional Mini Beast.
Okay, well...
Because every time you lose a quiz, you lose that nickname.
Sometimes we have listeners ring in and call him Whopper. instead of whipper.
And hippo.
Oh, and hippo. So, look, he could be the mini-beast anytime, mate.
You're the smartest man on the planet. I'll take mini-beast any day. Thank you. Thank
you. Aren't you fired up at the moment? Isn't this your time? This is your favourite time every 4 years when the Olympics come around.
Yeah, and normally I'd be really happy to sit and chat with you. But right now, there are events on.
No.
So excuse me if you keep catching my eye line drifting over to the telly.
What is your favourite event, Mark? What do you love?
Oh, rugby seven's been fantastic.
Yep.
Cycling.
Well, can we quiz you, mate? Because this... all right, so whenever you entered into a competition or anything like this, your number one, your strongest subject is the Olympics.
It's pretty good.
All right, well, we have put together... I mean, if you can answer some of these, you are... Well, you're the best. You're the best of the best, and we want to go through these. The Chase
Games. Give you the damn good thrashing you deserve.
Let the games begin.
Let's start with question number one. How did Michael Phelps win his seventh gold medal? He's won 21, but can you remember what his seventh gold medal was? Is that too hard?
Well, he's won 12 individual and nine relay golds. Mm. He started off, obviously, in Sydney 2000. Mm. This would have been in Athens 2004. His default event is the 200 butterfly. Mm. But I'll go for the men's 4x100 metres relay.
Incorrect. It was the 400 individual medley in Beijing.
Yeah, that's his second best event.
That's his second best event. We've got one on him, Whip.
Yep, here we go.
You're up.
All right. What was the name of the 1996 mascot in Atlanta?
Oh, I don't care. I'm sorry.
It's not really the main part of the Olympics.
I do care. I'm sorry.
Threw a curveball in there.
It's a fair question. Just life's too short, I concede.
Exactly.
It's like I get a question on soap operas. Yeah. I just go, here, you can have the point.
Yeah, it's Izzy was the name there.
Right. What was the very first event held at the first Summer Olympics in 1896?
Well, they did have non-sporting events. Mm. I know the first British winner was... reciting Grecian urns, poetry reading. Seriously,
poetry reading.
That was Britain's first Olympic gold medal, reading odes or poetry.
No way!
Yeah.
Now I'm surprised you Aussies don't know that because you should have been hammering us with that. You only win at poetry.
Oh my god!
That's all you're good at. It says here the heats of the 100 meters in the track and field. There you go.
What about this one? 2000, and we keep celebrating this moment, yeah. Mark. Australia, the male relay team, famously smashed America like guitars. Do you know what time they swam for that gold medal race?
No, but I'd have a guess. About 3:36.
3:13:67.
Bang, wow, that's gold medal stuff. That is gold medal stuff.
What about this one? This is a tough one as well. Name one song the Spice Girls performed at the London closing ceremony.
Thanks. I watched it. What would they have done? Spice Up Your Life.
Well done, because he's a big Spice Girls fan.
Yeah, but it's a shame. The only question to get right is on the Spice Girls.
All right, what about this one? And we love this story. And, you know, every Olympics, it's replayed over and over again. Yeah. Eric the Eel stole the hearts.
Equatorial Guinea.
Not the question.
Swains.
Thank you. What was the event?
It was, because he almost drowned, it was the 100 metres...
Yep, you can picture him.
100-metre freestyle.
That'll do it, mate. Spot on. That is spot on.
Eric the Eel.
Well done. The Beast. Outstanding work. Great to catch up, mate. Good to see you. Of course, The Chase is on 5 p.m. weekdays on Channel 7. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thanks, Whipper. Cheers, Fitzy.
Thanks, legend. Fitzy and Whipper.